Welcome to Simon Says. I'm not Simon. I'm Mark Lowry. Simon is this guy sitting opposite me here. Simon Littlewood, president of Asian Hour Consulting Group, ACG, as he calls himself these days. How did you come up with that name? Did you pay a consultant to come up with a new name?
We came up with that on our own, Mark.
Really? Do you bill yourself?
We've been Asian Hour for a long time, but now we're global, so we became ACG.
Right. Okay. And 2 minutes on the clock to deliver you real business value. Are you ready to go? Let's find out what the topic is. Oh dear, this is a bit of a painful one. What is the most appropriate way to let go of staff? We might see a bit of that in the months ahead, Simon. 2 minutes on the clock starts now.
Well, you know, I see so many mistakes made in this area. The answer is every business has to let go of people from time to time and be a man about it. Have a clear way of measuring whether or not people are actually succeeding in what they're supposed to be doing. So you need to set expectations at the beginning and then communicate with people as adults. And if your organization as a whole is going through significant pressures, and to your point, it's very likely that anyone running a business anywhere in the world, even in Asia, is going to see those kinds of pressures over the next few months, of the next couple of years, then you've got to be very clear about those pressures and you've got to communicate to the people who work for you, most of whom will be over 18 and can therefore cope with it, what's going on and what needs to be done about it. I see so many situations where business leaders are frightened to communicate because they think it's going to put the wind up people. And in fact, it has exactly the opposite effect because nothing remains a secret in business for 5 minutes. In fact, I was sitting in a boardroom in Prague with the leadership of a large multinational only a couple of months ago, and they were debating whether or not the initiative that we were discussing could be kept secret. And I just had to point out to them, I said, look, before you even asked me to come and help you with this, I got three separate phone calls from different points in your organization telling me that this was going to happen. So let me tell you now, it is not secret.
It's already not secret.
Well, nothing can be kept secret. I mean, human beings love to talk, right? And if you don't communicate to people what it's about, then they're going to fear the worst. The second consequence of that is you're going to lose the good people and keep the bad people. So you should communicate clearly. You should reach out to the people who you perceive as being particularly valuable in the future and make sure that they see that they have a place in the organization. Mm-hmm. Those whom you don't think have a place, you need to communicate to them very clearly.
Well, you would have communicated that to them during the quarterly review anyway, presumably.
Well, organizations are very bad at that. And you know, even organizations that have formal reviews, very often they really struggle to communicate negative messages. Too often, cultures evolve to a point where people hate discomfort, so they tend to want to give each other positive feedback and positive reinforcement. That's due to a degree, but honesty is much more important.
You know, you still have 3 seconds or so, right?
Okay, good. Well, don't be afraid to fire people.
Okay, sorry, your time's up.
Okay. Okay, you can scrub that last bit.
Simon Littlewood. Go to his website. I keep getting this wrong. Asian Now Consulting Group.
ACGrowthDelivered.com.
ACGrowthDelivered.com. I hope you can remember that. I don't know how you came up with that.
Well, you can just Google Simon Littlewood, you'll find me.
Okay, we'll probably find a whole lot of other stuff.
Yeah, I'm not the one who designs jacuzzis in Thailand, by the way. Contrary to what my ex-wife alleged on a number of occasions. She thought I had an alter ego that disappeared off to spas in southern Thailand.
You mean there are two Simon Littlewoods?
There's five that I'm aware of.
Five?
One teaches urban history at a university in England. One runs London Asia Capital. He looks very like me. And in fact, I've been invited to speak on a couple of occasions and discovered that I was, in fact, supposed to be him. But nonetheless.
When you were on stage already?
Yeah.
Seriously, like you're getting on stage?
Well, they don't tell you, but you can see that the penny's kind of dropping, that you're somebody else, yeah?
Serious?
There's another one who designs jacuzzis in Thailand, and there's another one who's head of Random House, which is a large London publisher. So there's a surprising number of Simon. In fact, there's almost enough of us to start a Simon Littlewood's club.
Really? But where does the name Littlewood even come from?
Yorkshire.
And it means small forest, presumably.
I have no idea what it means, Mark. Maybe we could do our next program in Yorkshire and we could have Littlewoods in the room.
The genealogy of Simon Littlewood.
Yeah.